Stay Nation, what's happening, y'all? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. And this one, we're going to focus kind of to put a cap to K-State's successful baseball Major League Baseball Draft 2021. I talked about it a little bit in a previous edition of the Daily Triple P. Well, Eric Torres, another left-handed pitcher from K-State, got selected, the last Wildcat to get picked, get drafted. He got selected in the 14th round, 411 overall by the Los Angeles Los Angeles Angels, not the Dodgers. So again, we repeat that, number 411 overall to the Los Angeles Angels on the last day of the 2021 Major League Baseball Tournament. This was back on Tuesday, folks. So, as we're doing this, so. But Torres became the fourth Wildcat to be taken in the 2021 Major League Baseball Draft. He joined, of course, Jordan Wicks, Carson Seymour, his pitching buddies, and then, of course, the outfielder, Zach Kostkaska, as well. In this, four selections within the first 15 rounds equal the most in program history. You have to rewind it back to 2011. The last time it was done, when the Major League Baseball Draft drafted the quadruple of the K-State guys, making the most since 2011 as well. And then, speaking of the triple there, Eric Torres, Jordan Wicks, and I almost said Richard Seymour. What am I doing? I'm thinking about football season, which is around the corner. I'll get to that in a second. Carson Seymour are the first trio of pitchers in Kansas State history to be taken, K-State Nation, in the first 15 rounds. Kind of to put a summary note on Eric Torres. Torres from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, made a team-high 25 appearances this past year. He went undefeated, 4-0 with a save and a 2.75 ERA. He struck out 58 hitters while just allowing walking nine over 39 one-third innings pitch. Torres held opponents to one or fewer earned runs in 18 of his 25 outings. That is well over half of his outings from this past year. As of course, I keep saying on this podcast, K-State nearly getting to the championship round in the Big 12 tournament as well. But then again, over his last 25 and one-third innings, that's 13 appearances. The 6-foot Torres allowed just two earned runs for a 0.71 earned run average while whacking up 38 strikeouts. He set his season highs with 4 1/3 innings and 8 strikeouts in his last outing over of the season, scattering just 2 hits in that 5-2 victory over TCU in that Big 12 tournament as well. And then here, Torres, in his 3 seasons here in Manhattan, K-State, 49 times appeared on the mound, 49 times, 5-2 record, 2 saves, and an overall earned run average of 3.51. He has totaled 105 strikeouts over 74 in a third innings pitch, while opponents against him only hit just a tad over 200 batting average. 204 to be exact right there. That's getting it done right there. So, well, K-State represented it very well in the MLB Draft 2021, obviously highlighted by history-making Jordan Wicks going in the first round, pick number 21 as well. And I talked about in the last previous daily, Zach Kostkaska, Carson Seymour. Kostkaska drafted to the Colorado Rockies, while Carson Seymour going to the New York Mets organization as well. So, well done for K-State baseball there. And again, it's way too far out of the window to tell right now. But hey, I mean, Pete Hughes can continue to find, recruit this type of talent and get drafted. Woo! K-State baseball future could be looking pretty bright here in the Little Apple when it comes to the diamond. Speaking of which, switching gears real quick to the gridiron, I'm going to have a lot more take with Big 12 media days that are going on currently as I record this podcast right now. So a lot to talk about, a lot to talk about coming out of there as well. Of course, the weekly edition, we will go in more in depth with the offensive defensive lines as well as kind of talk about what the takes was at, in the Big 12 media days for K-State. So already there's obviously the Skylar Thompson situation, obviously. It's been well documented, and we're going to continue to talk about it as we continue to count down to the All-State Kickoff Classic at Stanford, September 4th on FS1. To talk about that, and obviously we joked around, or Alex brought it up, but my co-host, but he talked about the whole TikTok situation. Well, you know, there are people who loved it, and there are people that did not like it, and we'll tell you what Chris Kleiman said when we record this weekend. That's what there's so much to get to with that. We're going to definitely get into that as well. And then possible start predicting. I know last year we broke it down game by game, how many K-State win. Well, we're going to do a little bit of a preview of K-State's record. What will K-State's record be? It's got to be. It has to be better than 4-6. when you look at the offensive side of the ball, keep referencing the offense. I mean, it's got to be better than defensively. Chris Kleiman said a couple of things that stuck out when he talked about his defense. So definitely we'll get into that as well. Big 12 media days are currently going on right now in K-State's on the field, talking to media. And all the other stuff, a lot of good stuff now. As like I'm saying, we're in the middle of July, and things are starting to really pick up as we are about to pick up steam toward K-State 2021 campaign in football. I'm gonna leave it right there. So much to get to later on this week for the dailies. Stay tuned for that as well, as long as a possible weekly edition. Hopefully, like I said yesterday, we'll reconvene with Alex on that, and maybe I've been saying this for quite a while now, and no, I've been spoiling with you guys, K-State Nation ladies and gentlemen, with that. Hopefully I'll get a special guest on this podcast before the season starts. We'll see about that as well, but I'm going to leave it right there. Congratulations again to Eric Torres, Jordan Wicks, Carson Seymour, Zach Oscasa for all getting drafted in the Major League Baseball draft the last 3 days. Awesome stuff, and carry a little bit of momentum here into this kind of a little bit of dead period here a little bit. But like I just said, things are about with this Big 12 media days in football down there in Arlington. Going down there, things are really picking up here really fast. And before you know it here, we're going to be talking a lot of football here. So a lot of anticipation here in Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas. And yes, the countdown, not only that, for the Kickoff Classic is on, but the first actual home game after that is on as well. So definitely fill up Bill Steiner Family Stadium. That has already started. So definitely excited to get back to the stadium with that. Eddie Greer III, that's a wrap for another edition of Triple P Daily Podcast. Again, if you missed out on any content, looking for new content or fresh content, look forward to this Purple Project Podcast. You know where to find us: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. Boy, oh boy, 2021 football campaign can't come here soon enough. But for now, that's it. EG3's out. Go Cats. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.